Hello, everyone, and welcome to On the Grow, conversations to inspire personal and professional growth. I am Coach Laura with Holistic Woman Retreats, and I am here today having a savvy conversation with two of my fellow partner coaches, Coach Carol and Coach Kelly. We've been talking about this topic because Kelly is getting ready to present a workshop for us around Be Savvy. So we were all just kind of sitting around talking about what our definition, how do we define savvy? So Kelly, in your words, what does savvy mean to you?
Ooh, speaking of words, savvy is my word this year. And savvy has been a word that has helped me be more on point with my life. So that's a couple of words, on point. Really being efficient and being thoughtful and mindful about what's going on for myself, and being real to what it is that I, you know, bring to the world and to myself personally and professionally, and owning it. And it has served me well.
You know, Kelly, when you first talked about doing a workshop on this word, I jumped to the conclusion that it was about technology. Tech savvy is a phrase that I think we all hear from time to time these days. Either I am tech savvy or I'm not tech savvy. Usually I fall in the not category. So I'm always admiring people who like can just whip up an app and open it up and do what needs to be done and get things done efficiently, as you said. So there's the common thread, right? I can, when I'm feeling tech savvy, I really can work with technology to help it to serve me to be more efficient and effective. But I'm kind of relieved to hear that you're not limiting the definition to just technology. It sounds like it's broader to you.
It really is. And because really in our world as coaches, we're so much about people and processes. And, you know, we're not looking at a cell phone when we're coaching someone and we're talking to someone. We're looking face to face. And I think that we need to maybe talk more openly with one another face to face. And you know, in my recent blog, I say take off those glasses and have that eye contact, or take your eyes off that computer for a little bit and have that you know, that face to face conversation a little bit. So certainly I'm still working on the tech savvy part, because that's reality for us, that we have these great tools to be more efficient. I think we as people have great tools inside ourselves that we can work on to be more savvy.
Mm-hmm. So Laura, what comes up for you when you think about the word savvy or savvy,
as savvy.
Captain Jack Sparrow would say?
Yeah, you know, the word was intriguing to me. Like I actually, and probably this is because I have learner as one of my strengths, went right to the dictionary to look up how they were defining savvy. And it, the word that kept standing out for me was to know. So I hear some of what you're saying, Kelly, is it's coming from this baseline kind of knowledge place, right? I think that's where we get to be on point with things. As thinking about it from a personal perspective, I do think when I know myself better, I show up a little more savvy, right? Because I maybe don't try, or I, not that I don't try, because I'm always trying, but I'm leading from my savviness versus not. Does that make any sense?
Sure. So, I mean, I think when we feel more confident in certain areas, you know, with learner, like I feel really good about this, I talk more about this, I can own this, I can have a great conversation around this. It's your savviness comes out, you know, you're passionate about maybe that topic. And I'm sure we've all had conversations with people where we see their savvy show up in different areas. And I know with Holistic Women, for example, we talk about integrating our heart, mind, body, and spirit, and certain areas of that shows up differently for each of us. And, you know, spiritual can be more about mindfulness and, you know, what's helping you feel more centered today, and putting some practices around that. So being savvy, I think, is also really making sure that you practice building that knowledge, and that will, of course, boost your confidence in different arenas, you know, professionally and personally. And of course, you know, the common thread that we all talk about is communicate. I mean, we all are communicating all the time, and we've seen some communicate a little more effectively than others. And we've seen how some extra, in the business world for me at least, more coaching needs to take place here to help improve performance and efficiency and work habits and all of that. And so how do you get that message across? And so it's about being on point with what it is that you want to help others as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm intrigued by the different, when I think about what does it mean to be savvy at work versus at home or with my friends or in different things that I'm doing, it changes. And yet I'm the constant through all of that, right? How I bring my unique strengths or my knowledge and wisdom into every organization that I'm interacting with is, I guess it's a decision I make. I must be doing it without even really thinking about it. But there are times I think the feeling of being savvy to me is it feels good. It feels, as you said, confident. When I'm being savvy, I feel more on top of my game as mm-hmm. opposed to feeling unsure and having self-doubt and having fear and anxiety, which are all also perfectly normal. But I certainly prefer the others. I prefer the savviness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. And you know, I, you're right. You just have a better day when you feel on top of your game. And one of my elements or processes is to clear the clutter. And I think that's good personally and professionally, because if we're clearing the clutter in our mind, and you know, because there's so many thoughts, so many things, we're all multitasking and doing so many things. If we could be more on point and clear, get a good night's sleep, be rested, you know, we'll have a more productive day. Maybe add a little yoga to the day, or you know, whatever it might be for you to make sure that you're getting what you need to clear your mind. That's important. And then the physical aspect of that is the organization, like just making sure that your space is clear from clutter as well. You know, it all kind of goes hand in hand. You know, what are some practices that you all do to be more mindful in the day or clear the clutter?
I find, so honestly, my clutter, my mental clutter happens at night when I go to lay down. And I start thinking about the things that need to happen tomorrow, or maybe the things that should have happened today that didn't. And so recently I've been keeping a notebook by my bedside. So I'm a big list maker, and I like making a little box so that I can then check it off when I get it done. So I just kind of keep this to-do list by the side of my bed, to help me clear the clutter. I also, my kids just taught me about, because they're a little more technologically savvy than I am, about an app called Calm. That's a meditation app. So nice. I've been practicing that to kind of clear the mental clutter. And you guys know me well enough to know that one of my favorite books is the Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And so you were talking about the physical space. I spent a good amount of time over the last couple of years really kind of being intentional about not having clutter, not just mentally, but physically, and getting rid of stuff that was no longer bringing me joy. So there's, you know, there's a physical aspect and also a mental aspect for me. How about you, Carol?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a list maker as well. I don't do it by the bed. I have it on my desk, and I've got the master list, and then I've got this is the list for the week, and then this is the list on the post-it note for today. And that's my method. And I work off that list of getting things done, and it helps with my sense of organization and accomplishments. Probably one of my strengths. That's my strategy, right, for doing things. I'm a pile maker. You can look around my office. I have piles here, there, and everywhere. And I know what's in the pile. I actually do know how to find things. But I reach a point where I can't handle it anymore. And I have to clear out the clutter of the pile before I can do anything else. So it's interesting just to self-observe and notice how I can live with some clutter. Because I'm prioritizing other things that are more important than cleaning that right now. But other times, you know, I can't live with it. I have to clean it up before I can move on. So it's, again, there's the uniqueness of each of us and how we function. And so I guess the self-observation question is, you know, how's it serving me right now? Am I getting the results that I want personally from my space or my mental state or my physical state or emotional or spiritual, all of that? It's all the check-in, right? Which is what we as coaches talk about all the time. Checking in, knowing where you are, and then making some decisions or choices around, do I want to change it to be more efficient or effective? Absolutely. Which now we know is savvy.
It's called savvy. That's right. Doesn't everybody want a little more savvy in their life?
So women on the grow can be savvy women on the grow.
Savvy women on the grow. Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of different practices out there. And I'm sure if we asked others out there listening today, they would share their methods, and it would be very enlightening for us to find ways to be, you know, to have a savvier, a savvier day. You know, just one other thought that I think about is a gratitude journal. And I hear along the line of lists, many people make a list of what they're grateful for. And that is another really great way to clear the clutter and be grateful for everything that's around us. And that's savviness, you know, really being grateful for what you have and just being grateful to others out there.
Well, I'm looking forward to the workshop at the end of the month, the end of September, because I know you're going to teach us more tools, more strategies in your customized approach to being savvy. And I'm also curious, as I always am at our workshops, to hear what other women have to say. As we've talked about what is our definition, I encourage our listeners to be thinking about, what does savvy mean to you? And where do you see it showing up in your life or work? When are you feeling like you got it and it's working? And when do you feel like maybe you don't have it and it's not there? Because we learn from those experiences as well. So I invite our listeners to, you know, go to the website and read about it. Sign up if you'd like, www.holisticwomanretreats.com. Look for more information there about this wonderful program and bring your savvy self to join us at the end of the month.
Or your unsavvy self, and you just might walk away savvy.
And then you got savvy.
It's come as you are.
Come as you are.
You are.
Yep.
And we always like to leave our listeners with a question. What's the question, Kelly, that you want to leave them to think about today?
I think, what do you need to feel more savvy? Now that we've put some definitions out there and practices out there, you know, what is it that you need to be more savvy? And we hope that we'll be able to partner with you on getting there.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And gentlemen.